Since the time we were young teenagers, many of us have heard lists of reasons for walking in sexual purity. God commands purity and forbids impurity. Purity is right, impurity is wrong. True? Absolutely. But it's equally correct to say purity is always smart, impurity is always stupid. There it is, what I'm calling the purity principle. Purity is always smart, impurity is always stupid. Not sometimes, not usually, always. You're not an exception. I'm not an exception. There are no exceptions. A holy God made the universe in such a way that actions true to his character and the laws derived from his character are always rewarded. Actions that violate his character, however, are always punished. He rewards every act of justice. He punishes every act of injustice. That doesn't mean God always intervenes directly. This moral law is like the law of gravity. God has set it in place. When a careless driver speeds on an icy mountain pass, loses control, and plunges his car off a cliff, God doesn't suddenly invent gravity to punish the driver's carelessness. Gravity is already in place. In the same way, God doesn't need to punish the pornography addict for every wrong choice. The punishment is built into the sin. Shame, degradation, and warping of the personality follow as a matter of course. Scripture describes those who have surrendered to their lust to live in immorality as receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. Romans chapter 1, verse 27, New American Standard Bible. That's the way God's moral universe operates. We get to choose our own path, but with each path comes inevitable consequences. The roads of life are sometimes hazardous, but God loves us enough to place warning signs. Don't commit adultery, and no sex before marriage. We don't have to obey. We do have to live with the consequences. Purity is safe. Impurity is risky. Purity always helps us. Impurity always hurts us. Purity is always smart. Impurity is always stupid. Write it down. Bank on it.